The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly with Jimmy Shields and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Hi-Ho! During this holiday season, a good many friends will be dropping in to wish you a happy new year. And no matter how friendly they may be, they'll be looking over your home with a critical eye. They'll notice your floors, your tabletops and woodwork, your windowsills, your lampshades. Now, if all these things are wax protected, you'll receive their compliments, because a cleaning coat of genuine Johnson's wax adds rich beauty to your home, keeps dirt and dust from collecting, wards off scratches and smudgy fingerprints. The most careful housekeepers have discovered that genuine Johnson's wax is the easy way to keep their home spick and span, at the same time saving many hours of work throughout the year. Johnson wax floors grow more mellow, more beautiful with every waxing. They never need scrubbing. Johnson wax furniture and woodwork is easy to keep clean, is protected against stains and dirty fingerprints. You'll find 100 extra labor-saving uses for Johnson's wax listed right on the package. You can buy this famous wax polish in either paste or liquid form. Order some tomorrow. Well, there's an old saying that house guests and fish spoil after the first 3 days. But Fibber's Uncle Sycamore must have had a head start, because here at the railroad station, waving goodbye to the old miser, who after a 2-day stay has just boarded the train for home, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Goodbye, Uncle Sycamore. Wave, McGee. He sees us out the window.
Huh? Oh. Goodbye, Uncle Sycamore. Goodbye. That dead rat is trying to pull out. My arm's getting tired waving. Goodbye, Uncle Sycamore. You old turtle.
Oh, look, McGee. He's smiling at us.
That ain't us. He just thought of a way to get the porter out of a tip.
Goodbye, Uncle Sycamore.
Goodbye.
Ah, there he goes.
Ah, well, thank goodness.
For more reasons than one.
Goodbye, Uncle Sycamore.
Goodbye.
What a relief.
Wonder what time he'll get back to Peoria.
I don't know. I'll find out. Here's the information booth. Hey, Bud, when's that train get to Peoria?
Well, let me look at the timetable a minute. Whoops. Pardon me. Let's see. Trains to Peoria. Oh, yes, here we are. It gets to Peoria 2 hours after leaving Chillicothe. Don't worry, it'll get there.
Well, incidentally, what time is it now, sir?
Well, it depends what kind of time you were asking about. Now, there's Central Standard, Eastern Daylight, Mountain, Pacific. It's 11:30.
Oh, thanks, Bud. We should have saved that guy for next week, Molly.
Yeah.
He'd sound more natural the day after New Year's. Well, come on, let's go home.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, little girl.
That's okay, mister.
What you doing down here? You're a little young to be interested in traveling salesmen.
I bet I'm not, I bet you.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no. Gee, do we have to do this every week, mister?
I know, not if you quit arguing.
I'm not arguing, I bet you.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no. There we go again.
Now, look, sis, all I said was you're not interested in traveling salesmen.
I am interested in traveling salesmen because my daddy is one and I'm waiting for him, I bet you.
Oh, why didn't you say so?
You didn't ask me.
Huh? Oh, well, no, I guess I didn't.
Didn't what?
Didn't ask you.
Ask me what?
Huh?
Hmm?
I said you can all let it go. Run along and meet your daddy.
Okay, I guess I better. We got a wire for him, and he's awful upset about it.
Oh.
Somebody stole his briefcase off the train.
Uh-oh, they did, eh?
Hmm?
They stole his briefcase, eh?
Yeah, did they?
Dad Rabbit, you said they did.
Sure they did. And there was a fortune in it, too, I bet you. And then some.
Oh, boy, what does your old man sell? Diamonds?
No, magazines.
How could there be a fortune in them things?
Well, there was, I bet you. There was a Collier's, a Pickle at the Time of Click, and a fortune. Well, so long, mister.
Oh, come on, Molly. Let's get out of here.
All right, Red Cap. These bags get over to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel library now.
Yes.
Call me a cab.
Yes.
You better make it a couple of cabs. Load these bags in, the steamer roll, those briefcases, and the radio.
Yes.
Get a load of Mr. Big. Who does he think we think he is, anyway?
Well, I guess that's all, boys. Here's $10. Split that up among you.
Wow, let's go. Yes.
Oh, boy, $10. Hey, Bud, let me carry a couple of them bags.
McGee. Come back here. Shame on you.
Dad, read it, Molly. Can't I pick up an honest penny without
you? For heaven's sake, will you be quiet? I know that man.
What? You do?
Why, sure.
How come you know a big shot like that there?
Well, he wasn't a big shot when I knew him. He was only... Oh, dear, he sees me.
I beg your pardon, but aren't you Miss Driscoll of Peoria?
Otis!
Molly!
Oh, my,
well,
my,
isn't
I'm
this
so
amazing?
Glad to see
Fancy running
this.
Into you here.
Oh, it's so
nice. Oh,
my heavens. Well, it's just... I never would have believed it.
Hey,
you! You have changed a bit. All right. Here's a quarter for a cup of coffee. Now run along, Sonny. Oh, Molly, it's good to see you again. How many years has it been?
Oh, wait a minute, Otis. McGee, where are you going?
I'm going to get a cup of coffee. You heard what the man said.
No. My husband is such a joker, Otis.
Your husband?
Yes.
That little squirt. Oh, well. So little Molly Driscoll is married.
McGee, this is Otis Cadwallader, with whom I used to go to school with. Otis, this is me husband, Fibber.
Oh, hi, Otis.
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. Driscoll.
Tell me, Otis, how long are you going to be in Whistler Vista?
Oh, just a short stay, Molly. Business, you know.
Well, I'm sorry I ain't staying longer, Otis. Old man, like to have you up to the house for supper.
My dear fellow, I certainly wouldn't pass up a chance like that to talk to Molly.
Oh, now, Otis.
I'll tell you what. Let's just have a quiet snack at your house. Huh? You tell your butler you're not at home to anyone else.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute.
Let's say around 8 o'clock. Oh. Well, I don't want to be late for my board meeting, so until 8, bonjour, ma chérie. Bonjour, monsieur.
Il Salvatore, bud.
Ah, my. Think of meeting Otis Cadwallader right here in Wistful Vista, of all places.
Yeah, I guess they're kind of letting the bars down on immigration these days.
Now, you stop talking that way, McGee. Otis is a very nice man. Not only that, I almost married him.
What? Well, let me be the first to congratulate you on getting me instead. Or am I the first?
And McGee, did you hear what he said about our butler now? He thinks we're... how can we entertain a wealthy man like Otis with...
Now, Molly, don't you worry about a thing. I'll fix everything. We can borrow some silver from Mrs. Uppington, dilly the house up a little, and I'll get us a butler if I have to hire Arthur Treacher.
Oh.
Come on, let's take a cab. No, let's walk. I can think better on my feet.
On or with?
Huh? Oh. Well, come on. We got to hurry home.
Thank you.
Molly. Pretty good, eh?
Oh, yes.
I borrowed them rubber plants from Joe's Tavern.
Oh.
Nick DePopolis let me take that marble statue out of his candy kitchen. Beautiful, ain't it?
Hmm. Who's it supposed to be?
I think he says it was Aphrodite or something like that. Now, let's see. How else can we impress that million candle power X flame of yours?
Now, look here, McGee. Huh? I want you to be very nice to Otis. Remember, he's a cultured, well-traveled...
What do you mean, well-traveled? I've been further under the barn looking for eggs than that guy will ever go.
Well, now, just the same, Otis is a very nice boy. And what's more, our senior class voted him the man most likely to make something of himself.
Sure made something of himself, all right. I ain't saying exactly what, but... I'll bet he'd whinny if you offered him a lump of sugar.
All right, I thought you were going to help me, and here you are. Come in.
Oh, there, Mrs. McGee. Hello there, Pippa.
Oh, it's Mr. Gildersleeve. How do you do, Mr. Gildersleeve? Did you have a nice Christmas?
What do we care whether he had a nice Christmas or not?
Oh, my.
Any guy that'd take the attitude you did, Gildersleeve, over me shoveling off your sidewalk.
McGee, that's what I came over here for.
Oh, yeah?
All Christmas Day, I was thinking this thing over. I came to the conclusion that I'd been entirely wrong. It was a very neighborly thing for Fibber to shovel off my sidewalk.
Yeah, and I used my own show snubble, too.
Well, I was wrong to quarrel about it. I want to apologize. Shake hands, McGee.
Well,
McGee, shake hands.
Okay, Molly, shake.
No, not with me, with Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, now, look here, now. I don't want to go for any more stuff out. All right. Forget it, Gildersleeve.
Thank you, McGee. And I hope I can make it right with you some way. I'll do anything you say to make amends.
Oh, shucks. Gildersleeve, you don't have to... Hey, wait a minute. You say you'll do anything?
Just name it. Anything.
Okay, Gildersleeve. You're a butler.
Oh, wonderful, McGee.
Butler? I don't understand, McGee.
Look, Gildersleeve, we got a guest coming. A big shot, see?
And we'd like to make a good impression on him.
So you're going to act as our butler.
No, wait a minute, McGee. Seems to me you're taking advantage of the situation.
Now you promised, Mr. Gildersleeve.
You betcha.
Oh, dear. Well, all right. When do I start?
As soon as you can get ready. We want you to serve dinner.
And remember, don't you cross us up. You go through with this all the way, see?
McGee, when Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve makes a promise, there's no more to be said.
Oh, my.
I'll be the perfect butler. I'll go further than that. I'll go to a costume company and rent a uniform. By George, this might be fun after all. A butler. I'll be right back, McGee.
Well, we got a butler. Now, how about dinner? Is it going to be plain or formal?
Well, we're having corned beef and cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that makes it informal.
Yeah, we better not call it corned beef and cabbage in front of Otis.
No?
Oh, no. We'll call it venison O'Malley or something. Now, about that, if I get...
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harlow. Hello, folks. Johnson's Wax is positively the finest furniture and floor polish that money can buy.
Hey.
It protects and beautifies all wood surfaces and cuts dusting down to a minimum, thus giving many more hours of leisure in which to enjoy the new beauty and spotlessness which it gives your home or office.
Yeah,
Johnson's Wax...
Heavenly days, Mr. Wilcox. What are you doing?
I'm telling the people about Johnson's Wax. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but that ain't the way we do it.
Okay.
Usually you come in with some tricky little...
Well, why should I sneak in here with some phony alibi to get my sales talk across? I'm proud of Johnson's Wax.
Well, shucks, so are we.
Why, certainly. So why should we beat around the bush all the time?
Well,
let's come right out with it.
Oh.
Johnson's Wax is a great product and doesn't need to crawl into its own show with false whiskers.
Oh, sure.
Remember, folks, Johnson's Wax at your nearest dealer's. Come on, kids.
Oh. Hey, now, we can't let him get away with that there stuff like that there.
And, why not? I thought he was very straightforward and sincere.
Well, that's just it. That guy's going to take all the mystery and glamour out of this business. Why, he'll ruin us. First thing you know, every sponsor on the air will think he has the right to bust into his program and start selling stuff.
Oh. Well, that is serious.
Well, I'll say that. Hey, Molly, what's that smell?
Oh, heavenly days, the corned beef and cabbage. Oh. I better run out and see how it's coming along. You get busy now.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that's Otis now. Wish I had my shoes on. Come in.
Oh, there, McGee. I rented this butler's uniform at the costume company. How do I look, kid?
Throckmorton?
Yes. What?
Throckmorton, as long as you are employed in this house, you will please maintain a more respectful attitude. Now go upstairs and lay out my brown coat and pants and the green sweater and tennis shoes.
Now, look here, McGee. I just came into this thing.
Now, you listen here, Gildersleeve. You do what I tell you or the... Uh-oh, here's Otis. Now, you remember your promise, Gildersleeve.
Well, all right.
Hey, Molly, Otis is here. You better slice the bread. Open the door, Throckmorton. Play, Billy. Sing, Jimmy.
I didn't know what time it was when I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was true. I didn't know what day it was when you held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was. Shining out of your eyes, I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is
now. McGee, Otis is all out of butter.
Oh, here, take the rest of mine, Otis, old man. I've hardly touched it.
Well, thank you. I don't believe that I...
Throckmorton.
Yes, sir?
Mr. Cadwallader is out of water.
Yeah, we want the waiter with the water for Mr. Cadwallader.
Ah, the same little Molly Driscoll, I see.
Oh, now, Otis.
And Throckmorton, I told you to give Mr. Cadwallader and Mrs. McGee the two good glasses and put the jelly glass at my place.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, it's so hard to get good servants nowadays, Otis, you know.
Yes, I know. I have the same trouble in this country myself. Although the overseer of my castle in Scotland more or less takes those matters out of my hands.
We had to give up our castle in Scotland. The heather gave me husband the hay fever.
Yes, sir. Throckmorton.
Yes, sir.
Run out to the icebox and get Mr. Cadwallader another olive.
Very well, McGee.
Odd sort of chap, Throckmorton. Been with you long?
Oh, been with the family for years. Cad, old man.
And he's so dependable, what with all the entertaining we do.
Oh, you entertain a great deal, huh?
Oh, I'll say so, Otis. In fact, one of the patrons of the opera, the wealthy Mrs. Uppington, you know, said she might drop in tonight for a liquor.
Liquor, dearie. You see, Otis, so many of our friends are in the box that...
In the box?
Yeah, you know. Well healed. Plenty of guilt. You know.
Beg pardon, sir. Your olive.
Olive? Oh, yes, yes, thanks.
Throckmorton, that's no way to serve an olive with the sugar tongs.
Sorry, madam. I couldn't find the ice pick.
And Throckmorton, Mr. Cadwallader would like more cabbage.
Yes, sir. More cabbage for Mr. Cardwobbler.
Cadwallader.
Yes, ma'am.
A charming neighborhood, this, Molly. Must be very restful after traveling so much of the year.
Oh, we find it so, Otis.
Yeah, we got pretty good neighbors, too, Otis. Though we don't mix with them much. They're mostly middle class. Give Otis a toothpick, Molly. This Dublin duck is kind of tough. Yes, Otis, we got pretty nice neighbors. All except the one next door. A bloke named Gildersleeve.
McGee, be careful.
Beg pardon, Mr. McGee. Your elbow.
Huh?
It's in the mustard again.
Now, thanks, Throckmorton.
Oh, come, come, Otis. You're not eating anything. My goodness, you've been pecking at your food like a bird.
Yeah, a vulture. Oh. Just kidding, Cadwallader, old chap.
Oh, it's quite all right. Molly, I don't believe I can eat another thing, except I would like a cup of coffee.
Oh, all right, Otis. McGee, let's have coffee in the library.
Oh, too late, Molly. They close at 7:30.
Oh, that's excellent, Fido. Excellent.
Oh, no.
Fido.
It's Fibber, Otis.
Oh, yes. Fibber.
Answer the phone, Throckmorton.
Answer it yourself. My feet hurt.
Throckmorton.
Yes, madam. Sorry, sir. McGee, residence? Who? Just a moment, sir. I'll inquire. Beg pardon, Mr. McGee. Somebody about the radio.
Oh, tell him I'll pay him tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
Don't thank me. I ain't paying you.
No, sir. Hello? Yes? No, he refuses to speak, sir. I beg pardon? Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, I see. Yes, I'll tell him about it tomorrow. Yes, thank you, sir. Goodbye.
A little more dignity, please, Throckmorton.
Yes, madam. Oh, you pardon me, madam. I think I hear the good humor man with the dessert.
Well, we have to make allowances for Throckmorton, Otis. He's been with us so long, he hates the whole family.
Throckmorton, answer the door.
Yes, madam. Right away, madam.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Gildersleeve? I was hardly expecting to...
Beg pardon, madam. Throckmorton is the name.
Oh, come, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'd know you anywhere, even with that horrible uniform on. Oh, really, I didn't know I was intruding on a masquerade.
Please, Mrs. Uppington. Well, it's difficult to explain, madam, but... Let me announce you, madam. Mrs. Abigail Uppington.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington? So nice to see you.
Well, how do you do, my dear? And Mr. McGee?
Hi, Uppy.
How do you do, Mrs. Uppington? Uppy shake hands with an old friend of Molly's, Mr. Otis Cadwallader.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
Won't you sit down and have a shot of coffee, Mrs. Uppington? Throckmorton, a demitasse for Mrs. Uppington.
And put a saucer under it, too. Let's do this thing right.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Oh, please, Mrs. McGee, I can't stay, you know. I just wanted to explain why I couldn't loan you my silverware this afternoon.
Oh, we were just joking about that, Mrs. Uppington.
Joking?
Well, oh, sure.
I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
I'm afraid there are some things here that I don't understand either.
Well, Mrs. McGee, will you explain this? Mr. Gildersleeve in that butler's uniform?
Oh,
I don't quite...
Gildersleeve? But I thought... Why, you were speaking of a next-door neighbor named Gildersleeve, I believe.
You well, you see, Otis, we...
Be quiet, Throckmorton.
Throckmorton?
Yes.
Why, that's Mr. Gildersleeve. Oh, I never heard of such... Well, I must say I resent being made the victim of such a stupid practical joke, whatever it is.
Oh, now wait, Mrs. Uppington, please. It's all very simple.
Yes, you certainly are, all of you. Oh. Well, goodbye.
Quiet, Throckmorton. You see, Otis, old man, this is all very embarrassing.
Never mind the explanation. I feel that I, too, am the victim of some practical joke. Molly, it's nice to have seen you. My hat, Throckmorton.
Oh, now, Otis, please.
Where are my gloves, Throckmorton?
In your hat, Mr. Cadwalder.
Thanks. Good evening, Molly.
Well, I'll be...
Oh, dear, oh, dear, me lovely dinner.
Ah, what are you laughing at?
That telephone, McGee, about the radio, remember?
Well, but, those repairmen didn't have no business dunning me over the phone.
That wasn't the repairmen.
Well, you said it was about a radio.
Yes, it was. That was the Pot of Gold program calling you.
Oh, God.
It's hard to realize that we've come to the end of another year and face the beginning of a new one. There will be many resolutions made this week, resolutions to do things better, to try harder, and to be happier. Let me suggest a very practical resolution. Never to scrub floors again. Never again to get down on hands and knees to that old-fashioned, back-breaking task of floor scrubbing. And may I suggest the easy way to keep that resolution? With Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Glow Coat will make your kitchen linoleum sparkle and glisten with practically no work at all. There's no rubbing or buffing with Glow Coat. You simply pour it onto the clean floor, spread it around, and in 20 minutes it dries to a beautiful, long-lasting polish. Glow Coat keeps the colors of linoleum bright and fresh, makes your whole kitchen more cheerful. Spots and stains quickly wipe up with a damp cloth. Now, aren't these good enough reasons for resolving to substitute the easy, safe Glow Coat method for tiresome floor scrubbing? Ask your dealer tomorrow for a can of Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Spell GLO-COAT.
Sorry, folks, our time is up. Happy New Year. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to join us again next Tuesday night at this same time. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.